All right, Andrew, from your perspective, what are some of the considerations that people aren't necessarily paying enough attention to?
Okay.
Could you hold the microphone?
I can. Yes, I can. Thank you. Several things. Kathleen has already touched on one, and that is the food, the fish feed. Composition and the way it is actually circulated through the plant and through the processing, the wastewater treatment processing, before being discharged is a real concern to me. I know that Nordic has proposed using a 0.4 micron filter, which is smaller than a human hair, on their effluent as it is discharged into the bay. But unfortunately, bacteria and viruses are actually smaller than 0.4 microns. So not all viruses or bacteria will necessarily be captured before that effluent is discharged to the bay, if they happen to be present as part of the environment in which these fish are grown. So that's a concern to me. I would like to see that dealt with. The effect of this discharge plume of 7.6 million gallons a day, which is the equivalent of a column of water 180 feet high and about 35 feet wide. So think of it as a very large tank that's being put into the bay every day. The pattern of the tidal interactions and the currents in that portion of the bay, in my opinion, are not adequately studied or presented in the permit application that Nordic has submitted, because they're using data that was really taken from sampling points up near Searsport. And unfortunately, in this part of the bay, those of you who live here know this, we have Islesboro, which extends all the way up almost to the end of Northport. And it actually separates the tidal action in this part of the bay. And the tides here in our bay have been characterized as very symmetrical, which simply means that they rise and fall at a very steady rate and at a very steady volume. But unfortunately, not all the water goes anywhere. It will sit there, and even by Nordic's own estimates and from their consultants, we've learned that the discharge they put out on day one will probably stay in that portion of the bay to the west of Islesboro and the east of the shore, right there off of Bayside and Northport.
Got a map behind you.
For 14 days. So what you'll see is, high tech. I don't know if I get the right.
I can reach it if you can.
You're good at this, Eric. Which one is that in? Oh, my cat would love that. Okay. All right, so here's Belfast. The Little River is down here. The plant's going to be right about there. They're going to put their effluent somewhere around here. We're not quite sure where, because the pipeline length keeps changing each time they submit the application. And the plume is going to circulate right around in here and eventually come down this way and then make its way down the entire bay and out into the Gulf of Maine. But it's going to take 14 days to do that. So there will be a standing plume of water outside Northport and Bayside continuously. And we don't really know what else is going to be in there. The permit application only looks at and only controls for five parameters. Total suspended solids, biological oxygen demand, which is a measure of how much the receiving waters are going to consume, if you will, of the material that's being discharged. Total phosphorus, total nitrogen. Kathleen's already talked about the importance of nitrogen. And ammonia. We need to know a lot more about what's in that effluent than just those five parameters.
Okay, thank you. And you can hold on to the microphone once again. So, last question. What would you most like people to think about? So you could consider this your summary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think the thing to think about is, it goes by the initials WWB. What would be better than a fish farm or a fish factory, because really, under EPA regulations, this is called a concentrated aquatic animal production facility. It's not really a farm. What would be better than that in our area? And in my mind, what would be better than that is to have a whole series of enterprises that actually depend on, restore, and enforce the natural productivity of the bay. We could, if we really wish, get back to the kind of conditions of productivity and sustainability that the bay used to enjoy before we became so extractive. That's primarily what we're looking at. We're looking at extractive industries up and down the coast of Maine. And I think Nordic, for all of its good intentions, unless they can really up their game, is going to be another extractive industry. And that bothers me. We have south of this, hello, south of this location, already permitted 40, at least 40 aquaculture sites that are growing various things in the bay. They've got licenses. I think they're owned by 18 different companies or small farms or families. And there's a model out there that we can import and use called Green Wave. Okay? It's being promoted by a group in Connecticut. They've got facilities out on the West Coast. It uses the full water column, not just the top or not just the bottom. They grow kelp. They grow oysters. They grow clams. They grow seaweed of various sorts, and they do it year-round. It has zero carbon footprint, and actually kelp absorbs carbon and phosphorus, and I think nitrogen, but I may get that wrong, and if I'm wrong, Kathleen, swap me. It uses zero energy, and it uses zero artificial inputs. You don't need to feed these things. They feed themselves. It is also useful for building reefs. If you need to protect your shoreline, these kinds of farms will do that. And they're low-tech. You just need $20,000, 20 acres of open water, and a boat. And GreenWave will show you how to do it. They'll also hook you up with a local infrastructure of food processing hubs that will make it possible for us to sell these kinds of products, which will give us food, and it will give us medicine, probably, and fibers, for all we know. There's a lot out there that Mother Nature is willing to share. We just need to take advantage of it. So that's what I'm concerned about, and that's what I'll leave you with. Learn some more. I can give you some resources to check. Ask questions. Go to the public meetings. Participate in the permit process if you can. And learn what you can about what's going on around us so that someday we won't be unpleasantly surprised by what we've actually let in the door.
Okay, thank you, Andy.